from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, Greg Hill Show rolls on. Greg will be back tomorrow. I am in for Greg. Wiggy, Courtney, Jackson are all here. Very angry morning here in the Boston vicinity. Very, very frustrated,
really?
People with us or Drake May or Gerard Mayo. I don't know. The frustrating part of this football season is going to be that we're really going to just be week to week. Because, I don't know, if I had to bet right now, Drake May is not starting week one.
But if he does, I don't think it'll be week to week. I think that they're going to have to go with him for the entire season. Like, if he's good or bad, doesn't matter. I don't think that they can pull him and put Jacoby Brissett in.
That's a good
if
point.
They start him week one.
That's a good point, and that may be why there's trepidation in putting him out there, because they don't want to have to bring... Like, last year was... I don't think there's ever been any NFL season that had more quarterback benchings that didn't result in a full benching. In other words, how many games was Mac pulled from, but he started the next week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that you're right, that they'll want to keep doing that. I guess I mean week to week in that there's going to be real ups and downs. Like, I even the greatest quarterbacks of all time are going to have rough days. There's going to be offensive line issues. There's going to be, I'm sure, Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt and Covington are all either brand new coaches or brand new play callers here. Covington and Mayo, neither of which called defensive plays for the Patriots. So the whole system's going to change entirely, which will lead to some, you know, growing pains, but I think the fan base is just so desperate for an opportunity to see something to look forward to, as opposed to stagnation as a mediocre football team.
Yeah, but I think when you start to look, there's a small, very, very small, less than, you know, 2% chance that Drake May could be CJ Stroud. So we hold on to that. But I think most of us look and go, okay, we just want to see him play, and we want to see if we see flashes from this guy where, okay, he could be a really good quarterback in this league. That's what I think. That's what should be your evaluation of watching this season. Do you see flashes from Drake May that could have you saying, going into next year, you put some pieces around them, you shore up the offensive line, the kid's really got talent.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be I mentioned it. What's up?
No, I was just telling you to turn your mic on.
Oh.
Yeah, you turned your mic off by accident.
Sorry, I didn't hit any buttons. I was going to say that the way that we viewed the Patriots in the mid-90s, early 90s with Drew Bledsoe was a fun time to be a fan.
Yeah.
It was like, holy cow, they have this quarterback now. Let's see what they can do. The old Foxborough Stadium was electric. I remember the huge game he had against the Vikings. Like, there were, like, seeing Jacoby Brissett is just such a downer. And it has nothing to do with him personally. It's just, I can't get myself worked up to go into the Gillette Stadium on Monday morning and ask about Jacoby Brissett going 16 of 32 for 180 and a touchdown.
Hmm. Not when you got the potential future sitting on the sidelines. I think that's the reason why. If they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., then you're kind of like, all right, you know, you got no choice but to ride Jacoby Brissett out. And you're starting to look at and saying, okay, what does Marvin Harrison look like? What's the potential? You know, what kind of plays is he making? And then you're like, all right, now all we got to do is get a new quarterback. When you're sitting there and you're seeing Drake May on the sidelines, that's why I don't think it's going to be long. Maybe he does start week one. I'm not sure. Like I said, Mayo's done such a good job of basically, you know, having me go in both directions where I don't know what the hell he's going to do. I think there is a chance we see Drake May, but I think there's also a chance you don't see him. But I expect you see Drake May by week 4 or 5. I did the over and under at 6
yeah.
games. I would go under.
I would go over. I think that there is going to be, I really do, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I do feel like the fan base has a very big voice now. The crafts are, we saw the Dynasty docuseries.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the way in which they've approached Bill. They're sensitive to the fan reaction. The fans desperately.
Yeah, that's why I said, if they go 0-4, that's why I think under 6 games.
No, but what I'm saying, under 6 games until he starts.
Until he starts. I'm sorry.
I thought you meant 6 games over under he will start.
No. Like I put the over and under, he's your starting quarterback. 6 games. Is it week 6 or over? So I think it'll be before week 6 we see Drake May as the starting quarterback.
Absolutely. I agree. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Jackson, where do we begin this morning?
We begin with Courtney's guy, Jaylen Brown, talking about how great of a summer he's had, but it's time to get back to work, and he knows they have a target on their back.
The last year is over, to be honest. You know, we celebrated. We had a good time. It's been an awesome summer. I've been having a great summer, by the way, but it's over with. Now it's back to work. Now we got the target on our back. Everybody's trying to come after us, and I'm like, come on. So it's back to work. I'm looking forward to next season.
I love that. I'm like, come on. That's great.
Yeah, I would say the best thing that happened to the Celtics after the chaos at the beginning of the Olympics with Jaylen being left off and all that was how Steve Kerr treated Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I think what could have been not a dividing issue in general, but could have been a bigger problem. Tatum and Brown now have a shared enemy.
Yeah, and that's called the NBA.
Right. Like, I feel like
I love it.
It's so good. I am so shocked. I was trying to figure this out with Ken a couple weeks ago. The last time a champion was so much better than every other team they played,
mm-hmm.
was so young, and had really been knocking at the door for as long as Jaylen and Jason were, to then have their championship met with such blatant disregard for mm-hmm. how successful it was for such. I mean, I really thought, Courtney, at the beginning you were making a mountain out of a molehill when you were talking about the negative commentary about the road, because it began with easy road, injuries.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, well, that's true. But that was just the beginning of this litany of excuses the NBA media had. And then it leads to the USA. I'm just disappointed they're not getting their rings in front of Golden State. I thought that would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be an awesome season. Expectations are going to be high around here.
I can't wait.
So, you know, we all expect that they have enough talent and they have the capability to get right back there and win another one. There are a lot of people who are picking the Celtics to win. So I'm with you on that. And we talked about this the other day, you know, whether it's the Red Sox or the Patriots. I don't think anybody is really like looking at them and going, all right, they bring me excitement.
Oh.
Whereas the Celtics by far do, and I think the Bruins are kind of like, I think people are like wanting to see, all right.
They had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with Swayman.
And I think people are like, all right, can the Bruins finally, you know, get back and get over that hump and be, you know, more, They play great during the regular season. Can they now take that to deep runs in the playoffs?
Yeah, and I feel like the anger that the Celtics have towards the rest of the NBA will make what would otherwise have been a kind of dull regular season much more entertaining. Because there's going to be those primetime games where you know Jalen and Jason, when they face off against Steve Kerr, are going to be, you know, must watch. And if Mazzulla takes over, which is rumored that he could be the next head coach of the U.S. Olympic basketball team, I would just hope that he just only plays Celtics.
That's it.
And some obscure guy from Boston like that makes the team. Anyway, what's next, Jack?
Well, we stick with basketball, and on the heels of the very successful first WNBA game in Boston, the sellout at the Garden, I'm going to say this name very slowly because I'm going to mess it up. DeJounte Carrington of The Sun talked about how the WNBA didn't promote it well enough.
I think that there could have been a lot more publicity or promo from the top, you know. Connecticut had announced that we were having this game probably almost a year ago, maybe. I don't know. Sometime after, right after last season. So there was ample time to do what needed to be done. But it didn't matter anyway, because they showed up and it was sold out. We got the dub. So I guess my tweet worked. And the game should have been on a national television broadcast. You shouldn't have to pay for any type of subscription to see a game that's this historic, in my opinion. I'm biased, but in my opinion.
That's true. You shouldn't have to pay to watch something like that. Like,
I
that,
love her. She's awesome.
That should be something that is readily available for anybody that wants to watch.
Yeah, I would say, I mean,
I had no clue, like, it was that big of a deal.
Right. Well, I think
Greg had said it to us off air. Like, he was like, oh, Wiggy, you're next to the Garden. They have that big game
tonight.
So people were talking about
it. Well, no, I knew that they were playing at the Garden, but I didn't know it was like, don't a lot of WNBA teams play in, you know, NBA arenas?
No.
You sure? Like,
yeah.
But there's been games in NBA arenas before.
Yes, there have been. But a lot of teams, a lot of WNBA teams have their own arena.
That is,
like, I know down in Atlanta, they're, I believe, building, like, a new WNBA arena.
Yeah, I thought that some of the teams, you know, had, you know, played in NBA arenas before, so I didn't think it was, like, a big deal. I just thought, like, they were just trying a new location for Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I think her point about national publicity is better than not paying for it. I mean, I feel like everything now you have to pay for to watch. But I agree. That should have been a primetime type event that the people in the country knew about. But I think the WNBA is just going to keep growing. I mean, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. You see, Angel Reese is now Reese's PCs.
Yep.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a smart business move by Reese's.
If she wants to send some here, I'd love a free
Reese's. Oh, I love
Reese's. Reese's pieces are the best.
Oh, they're my favorite.
So good.
Chocolate and peanut butter. Can't go wrong with
Amen.
That.
Amen. It is literally God's gift to all of us. Jackson, where do we wind up?
Rounding it up with our guy Drake May. Clyde Christensen was on the Pat McAfee show, and he's very high on May.
This guy's a bright, bright, bright guy. This guy's reminds me of Peyton as far as processing information.
No, but they both have that southern accent, so, you know, it's
they
hard.
They do have a southern accent, but, you know, processing information, getting along with teammates, being able to do it through hard times and good times, handling both as a quarterback is huge in the NFL because it's a unique position and it buckles. I don't, you know, I was looking at a stat the other day that under 50% of the first round picks hit and make it to a second contract with their same team. It's unbelievable. I'm high, high, high on this guy. I think he's a can't miss guy, and I think it'll be a guy that someone will take and build their whole franchise around.
I love to hear that.
Well, somebody already took him, so hopefully the Patriots will build their franchise around them.
And I feel like that is, I mean, few people have better understanding of great quarterbacks than Clyde Christensen, who worked with Tom and Peyton and those guys. So, hey, I hope Shime's right. I really do. And I am looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be interesting. Do you think Jaden Daniels plays or no? Do you think they'll just...
No, I think they've already solidified him as the starting quarterback in Washington. So I don't think he plays. I don't think much of the ones will play. For me, I said the only thing is I'm looking at is how does he control the huddle again? You know, is he just make good decisions? Like if nothing's there, take off and run or hit the check down. And if he's able to do those type of things, I don't think we need to see big plays from him. I think then the team and Gerard Mayo has said this, says, all right, we feel confident because aren't they going to make it super, or at least try to make it real easy for them? Not going to do anything crazy. It's almost like they're going to say, hey, hold our hand all season long and we're going to walk you through things.
Right.
A lot of quick passes.
Quick passes, get it out. And the other thing is, we've said it, if the offense just isn't historically awful, the team will be better. The way the offense was last year was, I mean, think about those games, the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Colts in Germany. I mean, the Chargers game. They were just awful.
Yeah.
Every week, they were getting a touchdown. Mm-hmm. They finally got a touchdown against the Giants, and I thought I was going to jump off my couch. Like, it was such an awful team to watch.
And it was the decision-making a lot of the times by the quarterback. So if he can, if Drake May can just come in and you know, they can keep beating in his head, be smart with the football, be smart with the football, to the point where even if he's, like, scared to throw the football because they've been beating it in his head, I think then they should be fine.
All right. Well, that was They Said It. Thank you, Jackson. And here's Courtney Cox with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox take another one against the Astros 4-1, the final on the road. They take that series 2-1, and we've talked a lot about the Sox bullpen as of late, and Alex Cora was happy with them coming through in this win.
Today, they did an amazing job. We're going to trust them. You know, as you know, bullpens, they go, you know, you struggle for a week and then you give us 15 good outings, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, Garcia was amazing. Zach did his job. Bernie got his out, and we did a good job overall.
The Sox off tonight before taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow at Fenway. Gerard Mayo spoke to media yesterday about the starting quarterback situation, and while Jacoby Brissett remains QB1 for now, he said he'll know who will start in week one by Monday night. Drake May did take first-team reps yesterday. Mayo had this to say about him.
When it comes to that pre-snap operation for Drake May, is he in a place where if he had to start, you feel like he's ready, or do you feel like he's still kind of coming along?
100%, I think he's ready to run a huddle.
So there you go.
There we go.
Another day of practice for them. Close to the public, but open to media at 1 p.m. ahead of the Pats preseason finale Sunday against the Commanders. In Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is chilly, brisk, 55 degrees right now in Boston, but gorgeous afternoon high in the mid to upper 70s.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Courtney, have you ever gotten breakfast at Tiffany's?
I have not, but I've always wanted to.
What's the one piece of jewelry that you still don't have, but you are like salivating over one day when Santo becomes the CEO of his company?
There is a necklace.
A necklace?
Mm. Yeah.
So not earrings?
Nope. It's a necklace.
Pearls? Diamonds?
No. It's the necklace that I wear all the time, but they have another version that's like, it's called a 10 motif.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, it's tens of years down the road.
Tens. Four score.
Yeah.
Does he have a list of things that he like that he knows you like?
Yeah. Well, like I think.
Is it super expensive?
The necklace, yeah. Yes.
Is it all diamonds or is it?
No, there is a diamond version.
Are we talking over $100 here?
There is a diamond version of it, but like that's absurd.
Right.
I mean,
is it the one that they had on the Titanic?
No. Okay. No. But I think a lot of guys, if they hear their significant other, or girls, their significant other talking about things that they like, they jot it down. Like, right. If I hear Santo talk about a pair of shoes he likes, I'll make a note. I have a note, an ongoing running note in my phone. And then, so when birthdays come up, anniversaries, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, I go and look at my list. And it's a good way, because then you don't have to ask right before a birthday or Christmas or
Hanukkah. And I'm sure Harry has one for you, and you have one
yes,
for Harry.
Yes, yes, yeah. Harry's is extensive.
champagne taste.
Yeah.
Greg is on the island that serves champagne for breakfast, Nantucket, and he'll be back tomorrow. It looked like a fun time at the chicken box last night.
Looked unreal.
So I will be off after today for a bit, and we have the crew together this morning. We have 9 o'clock, Craig Breslow, the rare Thursday after a win Wednesday. It's been, generally speaking, the team has been struggling. They now, I don't know how ESPN.com comes up with the probabilities, but they have a 40% exactly chance of making the playoffs today, which 2 days mm-hmm. ago was around 20. So if they keep going in that direction, it'll turn out pretty well. But let's get to this with Courtney.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotion.
On WEEI. What do you think
they would say? Boston police are asking for the public's help in identifying a man who was seen peering into an occupied bathroom window early yesterday morning. It happened around 2:30 a.m. in Roxbury. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, Mitch has the surveillance video. The creepiest part about this, he's wearing glasses, a hoodie, a mask, face mask. But then he also has a camera of sorts. And that, to me, one of my biggest fears, looking at a window inside your house and seeing somebody peering through on the other side. Like that to me, it would be over. I would have to move. And that is one reason why I'm not ready to move into a house.
He's actually in the house with
No. He's outside peering into the window into the bathroom while somebody was using it at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
We can hear from one area resident on WCVB.
Obviously, the guy needs to be caught. That's not cool. Obviously, we need to secure the neighborhood a lot more. Probably let people know to lock the windows, put out flyers, put out signs, close your windows at night.
Yeah,
you got to be careful, especially if you live on, was it the first floor?
If you're watching, you can see he's on like a deck of sorts.
Yeah, so you just
God,
be careful.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Lock the doors, you know, put the bars up on the windows, first floor.
Bars?
Yeah. I mean,
you're not in jail.
No, but the bars on the outside of the windows.
Well, what type of bars?
They're just like, I don't know. They're like metal,
Are you talking about like the ones that are like two?
Yeah, they're like on brownstones on like the first floor levels.
Oh, yeah.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Aesthetically, I don't know if a lot of people like that for their house.
Would you like somebody to peer into your window or would you want some bars on your window?
I think you put shades.
If you live on the first floor,
yeah,
Courtney,
put shades.
In the city, put some bars on your windows. Protect yourself.
Okay. Right. Tufts University has issued a warning to students after the school year gets going after several reports of BB gun shootings have been reported near campus.
Uh-oh.
The reports are that victims are approached by a dark-colored car, and then all of a sudden shots are fired from BB guns. We can hear from one victim of this, Avery Hanna, on BZ.
Someone just pulled up in like a car and like shot BB guns at them, and they were just kind of confused more than anything.
So her and her friends were walking back to campus, and this
what's
happened.
On campus now? Are they already school starting?
Yeah, people are moving in. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Some places have started.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's already over. What a great summer, though.
It was a great summer.
Oh my god, the perfect weather. When did we have? We've never had a summer this nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was really good.
Awesome. But back to school now. I'm glad those days are over.
Yeah.
I got James a backpack for Montessori. It is electric.
What color?
I'm colorblind, but it's dinosaur related.
Nice.
I thought he was going to say it's Kid Dynamite. I got him a good times backpack.
It was, thank you to Mr. Bezos.
Is there anything better, though, than the first, like, week of school when you're in elementary, middle, high school, and then the first month of school when you're in college? Like, moving into college, there was nothing better. Nothing.
I would say college over. I didn't look forward to grade school. Maybe senior year of high school. But
high school was like the I'm with you on high school. The first week, you know.
You're seeing people you didn't see all summer.
You just want to put your fresh gear together. Yeah. Got your new kicks, that kind of thing. But then after the first week, you're like, damn.
No.
Is it over?
Yeah.
The time that I miss the most is the first 2 weeks of college.
All right.
Because you had hardly any work to do.
Syllabus week.
You just showed up, you saw your professors, and there was always a game. BC would always play one of those Saturdays.
All right.
And you would just, it was like
fun
2 weeks straight of just getting bombed off your ass. And you don't feel guilty. But during the midterms, you feel bad. But to start school, you literally have no work to do.
And
you have money because you haven't blown through everything that you made over the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great time. And football's on, tailgates. God, do I miss that.
We had been there a month before you got there.
Right.
Right.
2 weeks.
That's true.
The players.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
A couple at Sagamore Beach is trying to sell their house. They just retired. They've decided that they want to downsize. Beautiful house.
That's Cape, right?
Yep. Yeah. Overlooking Cape Bay, right on the beach.
Love it.
They're having a hard time, despite having multiple prospects. Open houses, they've dropped the price. They're saying that the reason that they're having a hard time in the seller's market is because nearby pickleball courts
and the
noise that comes along with it. We can hear from the seller, Judy Camo, on WCVB.
Seems to get stuck in your head. So you're like this all the time. I know it sounds weird, but that's how you are. Whatever it does, I'll take it out of my equity and pay the lawyer. I can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I get it.
I do not get it.
You're not a home buyer.
No,
home
I know.
Home buyers are so picky.
But you think if I'm going to go look at a house, I don't know necessarily if I'm asking if there's a nearby pickleball court.
Do you know what's a bigger deal? Airplanes 300 feet above my condo.
Yeah.
Ping, ping, ping.
And you just
ping,
get used
ping,
to it.
Ping, ping.
But
you just don't hear it anymore.
I don't hear a single plane over my place.
No.
But she's saying you can hear it from her house.
Yeah, but it just becomes
but you can
part
hear
of the
planes
noise.
Every day,
right, but
starting
not,
at 5 a.m.
You're not buying a house, right? So people
Curtis bought his condo.
I bought my condo.
Right, you bought your condo.
I mean, my dad
is. Right. So, but people are super picky. So you didn't mind that. Like, you didn't mind the airplanes. But
yeah, I just think that if they're dropping this price, it seems like the location is perfect for this house. You have great views. And that pickleball noise
That's what it is. See,
it is the dumbest thing in the world. The pickleball noise is the least annoying noise. It sounds actually rhythmic.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Now, you see, the problem is you live in the city or you wanted to live in the city, so you don't mind that.
Yeah.
But if you're on the Cape and you want to be someplace where it's, you know, quiet, like, people are so, when we were selling our house, people were like, yeah, I can kind of hear the highway.
It's a piercing sound.
We're like, listen, you can barely hear the highway. We're so, but people who buy houses, you're Courtney, you'll see it. Curtis, you might have went, maybe you didn't go through.
I haven't sold, but I'm sure when I sold my place.
They're so picky.
Right. But the,
it's like anything you could do for these airplanes here.
Right. Can we get a rerouting to Logan? Yes. But no, I think there's part of this that is just, I'm sure the people that were negotiating, it's just a form of trying to lower the price.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the pickleball phenomenon, never have I understood better the everybody gets a trophy generation than seeing their parents in real life. The people whose kids had to be coddled are because the parents are the ones that were really the children all along. Like, if you're 60 years old and you are terrorized by pickleball, you are a loser.
Pop, 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 pop.
Like, old people just want the quiet to themselves.
Right.
And so then, and I guess if you go to, like, I live
so
in
so move to Vermont.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, I live in the city now and there's noise, but you get used to it. But I knew moving into the city that there was going to be part of it. Some people, like, moving out there or certain areas, they don't want to hear anything. They don't want basketball courts. They want complete silence.
I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
It must be nice raising a child in the city, though, because I'm sure James, like, can go anywhere and sleep through noise.
Oh, yeah,
always.
Because that's just what he was born into.
I think it's honestly, because it's been really amazing, because Southie used to be, once your kid turned two, everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of the pandemic and then because of, you know, just mortgage rates and everything else, it's been awesome. Like, there are so many young kids in South Boston. There's events. Yeah. We have two parks to choose from. We have Castle Island. We're right off the pike. Like, the thing I think I'll miss the most when we get out of Southie is the proximity to 90, 93, right, and Logan. Like, you are close to everything.
Now it's the other way. When I was growing up, we wanted out of the city. We wanted to go to the burbs. You wanted a backyard. You wanted all that good stuff.
Right.
Nowadays, it's, you know, people want to move to the city because of convenience, because of restaurants. And they don't mind raising kids in the city. Like, they're like, I have no problem wanting to raise kids in the city. It's just kind of flipped. So it's really more about what you want more than anything. And you're right. You get used to it. I remember when I used to go to my wife's house when we first got together.
Yeah.
And she lived in West Virginia. And it was so quiet out there. I couldn't sleep.
No, I can't sleep in silence. I have to have one of those noise machines because when I'm in quiet, I feel so disoriented.
But my point about the pickleball courts is, like, when I moved to Charlotte, my apartment overlooked a train track.
Yeah.
And so every night, I'm not kidding, around 3 a.m., a train came by. The first night, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I picked the worst apartment in the entire place.
Mm-hmm.
Second night, got a little bit better. Month in, did not even notice the train would come by.
Are you all right?
So
if you were going to buy a house, let's say you found you a nice spot in Newton, and there was a pickleball court next door.
Bought.
Really?
Immediately.
Right. Okay.
Of course.
Especially if the price has dropped because there's a pickleball court.
Say price is what it is.
The pickleball court would deter me.
Yeah, no. See, I might
get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing is it's so weird that I guess you buy a place and they build a pickleball court and it's bothering you. But the way in which it's discussed, I can't tell you.
Mm.
I go past it every day. I notice it. I hear it. It is a distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
But you're a city person. So you're used to the noise.
But wherever you build or buy, you don't determine the actions of those on land you don't own. So, like, they could put in a shooting range.
Yeah.
For all you know, like, it's not that businesses don't have to check with you to put whatever it is.
I think it's really about where you want to live. But I think you kind of get a little bit spoiled because you're city people and the noise is like, don't bother me. Start living in the burbs for a while and you'll be like, oof.
One day.
I just don't think I'll ever be able to get used to not being able to walk everywhere.
Yeah.
It is the greatest thing in the world. I'm sure once you got back into the city, you're like, You don't drive on the weekend unless you have to.
Nah, you don't go drive. I don't drive anywhere.
No,
right.
Me neither.
Friday, put that car in, boom.
Yeah.
It's the best.
There's an update on the story we reported on of the yacht getting stuck in that waterspout tornado that came out of nowhere
in Sicily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We initially reported, six people on board were missing after the yacht sunk with 22 people that were on board. Five bodies have been recovered, with one believed to still be missing since then. The identities of those bodies have not been released. But there is a weird twist to this story. Mike Lynch, who's the billionaire owner of the boat and who was one of the passengers missing, was acquitted in June of charges in a multi-billion-dollar fraud case. His co-defendant was killed after being struck by a car just days before this incident in England.
That is so... It is... I'm sorry.
It's
this
Final
is too
Destination stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how or why, but that does not just happen randomly.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I feel weird.
So weird.
So both of them were acquitted.
Yeah.
One was struck by a car in England, and then days later... His co-defendant was on his yacht with 21 other people. 15 were saved, and he is still, well, he may be one of the bodies that have been recovered, but they haven't identified them yet. Like,
doesn't this feel like Jason Bourne?
Yeah.
You know the scene in Bourne, I don't know which Bourne one it was, but maybe it was Bourne Ultimatum.
Uh-huh.
Where he's on the yacht trying to assassinate, like, the Nigerian president. He, like, Navy SEALed it. Like, I feel like there is some paramilitary type operation here.
It's very weird. It's also very sad. So Mike Lynch and his 18-year-old daughter were among those missing when the boat sunk.
Mm-hmm.
His wife survived and said she woke up at 4 a.m. to the boat, like, tilting. Wasn't initially worried, but then the cabin windows smashed. Jesus. And chaos ensued. But she was able to get out.
That is so crazy.
So crazy.
And did the other co-defendant die in the car crash?
Yeah.
Or hit when
co-defendant,
he was hit by a car?
It said he was struck by a car. I'm not sure if he was in a car or was walking, but he did die.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's put that on. I don't want Ken to come in here screaming at me today. Great job so far on the news, Courtney.
Thank you.
We will get to the rest of the news. And don't miss Craig Breslow's front office report with us at 9. A week from this upcoming Monday is Bill O'Brien's debut on national TV against Florida State.
Cannot wait.
This Saturday we have, I think it's Florida State and Georgia Tech in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then next Saturday we have the always comes up short bowl, Texas A&M against Notre Dame, which I'm looking forward to. And I am just so, thank God. And we have a football game Sunday that's interesting.
Yeah.
Usually the final preseason game sucks. I'm very much looking forward to watching that. Greg Hill will be back tomorrow. Courtney Cox, though, is here, and the news continues.
This next story is so interesting because I watched it happen in real time while I was in Vermont last weekend. Different outcome than the story I'm about to report on. But a family in Hollister, California is urging parents to be cautious when out to eat with their kids. This came after the Valencia family was out eating at Fujiyama, a local Japanese restaurant, when their 2-year-old daughter was accidentally served alcohol.
Mm.
The parents ordered apple juice for their child. It came in, you know, the kid-friendly cups with the top and the straw.
The fun straw.
Yep. They noticed their daughter started acting weird, intoxicated.
Oh, my God.
That's when they opened the cup to find that they had cooking wine inside instead of apple juice. The family had to spend the night in the emergency room. Mm. But when I tell you, we were at a great restaurant in Vermont over the weekend, Santo, my parents and I, and there was a table next to us that were two tables, the kids' table and then the parents' table. And the kids ordered something. And
you had Santo sitting at his own kids' table?
Yeah, that's where he usually sits. But the kids ordered something that in the glass looked like a margarita.
Uh-huh.
And it had like a little lime on the side. And the parents said, hey, I know that they ordered whatever. Can you just double check to make sure that the bartender got it right? They went and asked. They said, yep, those are non-alcoholic.
Like a virgin pina colada.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I heard them say it, and I said, yeah, I guess if your kid orders something and it comes looking, you know, like an adult beverage, you've got to check. But if it comes in a kid-friendly cup and it's actually wine when you ordered apple juice, that is a massive mistake.
Yeah, what I don't know how that's... What was it called?
Cooking wine.
Yeah, what is cooking wine?
It like some restaurants have homemade cooking wine, which they don't serve to people. They use it in the back to cook different dishes.
So how the hell
did...
Yeah, that's weird how they were able... Because it's not even like a... Like, I could see if they said, all right, we ordered our kid a virgin pina colada.
And then by accident.
By
yes.
accident, you know. But when it's something that's, or even one of those, like, you know, what's it called?
Mocktail.
Yeah, mocktail. Yep. Like, I could see that. But cooking wine, like, how does that, like, no, like adults are not even ordering that to drink.
Right. No.
But that is so crazy. And it's not even that you're putting it in the same cup.
Right. Yeah.
It's in the kid's cup. So the person pouring it, I understand, like, as you said, the parents, if everybody's getting a drink and one of them's not alcoholic, to be like, oh, let's double check. I would never in a million years. James gets it all the time. Restaurants have it. He loves the straws. It's like this tiny little plastic cup.
Yeah. We can hear from the mother, Nomi Valencia, on KSBW.
She was swaying. She was falling over. She was leaning on the walls. She couldn't hold her head up. She was slurring her words.
She was sauced up.
That is scary.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying. And I don't even know. I mean, James checks my drinks to make sure there's no alcohol, which is very nice. But that is going to be a bag of cash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, going to the emergency room overnight, do you have to, like, pump a two-year-old stomach?
I mean, it's got to be terrifying. Yeah. If you're that small, that amount of alcohol could really be damaging.
Yeah.
But get past that. Yeah, that's actually the sound of the kid.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, those make me sad.
Oh, they're great.
We've got an irrational fear for you, girl. NASA has issued an alert regarding a significant event. A 140-foot asteroid is set to pass by Earth on August 27th. This asteroid is comparable in size to a large yacht. It'll make its closest approach at a distance of approximately a little lower than 3 million miles from planet Earth.
Oh, okay.
Seems like it's a far distance, but NASA is saying no, that's actually worrisome, and they're keeping a watch on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are the odds that in the rest of our lifetime, we go without having something hit Earth? I mean, it happened in two consecutive movies in one summer, in Armageddon and what was the other one with Tia Leone?
Oh, you're talking about Deep Impact.
Deep Impact.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up.
That was about an asteroid.
That is true.
And it happened, and everybody said they were crazy.
That was Leo, right?
Yeah. I have to say The Armageddon, I was more of a Deep Impact over Armageddon guy. The whole, like, Bruce Willis showdown with Ben Affleck, like, who was going to be on the meteor to blow it up was a little much.
Great segue for me, because my final story, J-Lo has filed for divorce
this
from Ben Affleck.
Sad.
Love is dead. J-Lo filed the divorce herself in L.A. County Superior Court on Tuesday without using a lawyer. Obviously, she probably has some legal workings behind the scenes, but she went alone to file. There are reports that the duo does not have a prenup.
Right.
They've been married for 2 years.
Right, but they got so much money, they probably...
Yeah, I know that she has asked that the judge does not require her to give spousal report, and she doesn't want any spousal support.
I would hope that that would just be like, let's just act like this never happened.
Yeah, I guess the one hang up is the house that they bought together, that like big mansion.
Yeah, but, you know
you could just split it.
Right, yeah, that's what you should do.
Yeah, that's probably what they'll do anyway, sell it and split it.
And you only are, I mean, if they didn't have a prenup, it's 2 years of whatever they earned. Like, what have they really been doing in the last 2 years? I mean, J-Lo... Oh. Made that documentary herself. Like, she funded the documentary of her life, and then she canceled her tour.
Right. And Ben Affleck looked miserable at whatever that was.
Yeah.
Was it the roast? I don't remember. No, not the roast.
Yeah, they're loaded. I don't think those two would complain about, I want money.
But speaking of legality, Jackson brought up the Theo Von Donald Trump podcast in his lead. Trump had a great point about how to get rid of... there's a word, not superfluous, but there is a lawsuits that have no weight. There is a word for it. It'll come to me. Anyway, that in order to lessen the amount of bad lawsuits that are just
meaningless,
that if you, the side that loses pays for the other side's
lawyer fees.
Lawyer fees. Wouldn't that be the most easy case?
Frivolous is the word you're
frivolous,
for.
Thank yes. you. Frivolous, in order to get rid of frivolous lawsuits,
yeah.
that you would have the side that loses the case
yep.
be on the hook for all legal fees.
Hmm.
And that way, I mean, I'm sure this probably benefits Trump. That's why he likes it. But when I heard it, it sounded like something that would make sense.
Yeah.
There would be no frivolous lawsuits.
Right, because you're not going to bring a big case against someone that has no validity,
right.
validity if you don't have it. But we have wine people here. I want to talk about the kid in the restaurant. Mike in Providence, what's up?
Hey, so I've worked in restaurants for a long time, and I know you guys are talking about, like, the mocktail or make it look like a drink, but it's not. The reason it was in a plastic cup is that 100% was supposed to be one of the staff members' wine. They were drinking that stuff, and it just accidentally got mixed up with the apple juice.
Oh,
oh yeah,
point.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Is this something that you think would end in a lawsuit? Like, how did this get dealt with?
It's probably just going to end up getting pushed under the rug. But because the kid had to go to the ER,
right.
that might, like, the parents could really probably push it. But, I mean, it's accidentally happened a couple of times. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, man.
So people drink cooking wine?
I guess.
Well, I think it's just, you know.
You would get sauced up on cooking wine, I believe.
I mean, I drank cooking wine producing Dennis and Callahan, so, I mean.
Oh, no, I was asking the question.
Yeah, no,
I had never heard of cooking wine.
I think that at certain points, you'll drink anything, long as it's got some alcohol.
Okay.
Thank you, Courtney. Great job with
Thank
the news.
Thank you.
We are going to get to the fallout that continues to come from the Tua commentary on Dan Le Batard. It's been interesting to see the NFL sort of hierarchy react. We'll get to that and your calls at 617-779-7937. Craig Breslow joins us at 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.